USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are going up heading into the weekend. The AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular is up for a third time this week to $4.15 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says one of the reasons oil companies are not jumping to increase production is the Biden administration's hostility toward them.
Oil companies are cautiously raising the amount that they're spending on drilling because they don't know if that money is going to be sunk in the ground and lost to an administration that's been a little bit hostile to the oil and gas sector.
The nation's midsection is looking at a risk of severe weather Friday. The Storm Prediction Center saying parts of northern Kansas and southern Nebraska are the greatest risk of severe weather. Cities in the target zone include Kansas City, Topeka, and Lincoln. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last, call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
A country in Europe is giving in to Russian President Vladimir Putin's demands when it comes to paying for energy. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
German energy company Uniper has conceded to Russia's demands and will pay in rubles, outlined by Moscow, despite concerns it will undermine sanctions even more. Moscow threatened to pull the plug on Europe's gas supply unless the companies fulfilled their payments in rubles. The United States tried to prevent the war in Ukraine by threatening sanctions on Russia. That failed to meet the objective.
The hiring process will take longer for students graduating college this year than in the past. According to the National Association of College and Employers, the process of interviewing for a job and accepting it should take about 40 days. In 2015, it took 34 days for grads to be interviewed and eventually accept a job. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas testified before the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday and was grilled by House Republicans on the Biden administration's handling of the border. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy.
How about the lost voices from people dying from fentanyl? The hundreds, tens of thousands of Americans dying from fentanyl. Faces of Americans across this country dying because of fentanyl pouring into our country.
The time of the gentleman is expired.
You know full well.
The time of the gentleman is expired.
Encouraging people to come here, harming Texas and harming this country. You know it. And you're ignoring
the time of the gentleman has expired. He no longer has time to slander the secretary.
More than a quarter of a million Ford Explorer SUVs are being recalled because of a drive shaft issue. Officials saying a bolt in the rear axle can fail, which allows the drive shaft to disconnect, causing the vehicle to roll away. There have been around 235 warranty claims due to the problem, but no crashes or injuries have been reported. The vehicles covered are 2020 to 2022 Explorers with various motors, including hybrid setups. Dealers will repair the problem for free. Round 2 of the NFL draft continues from the Las Vegas Strip at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.